Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're watching and listening to Ultra Life, the show about business and life. Today, I have special guest Jake. I sometimes call him Jack. I didn't know until now. Jake Strack.
Strack.
He's going to be sharing with us about EDM music, what EDM is, and doing EDM parties for kids. I met him at an event in CEO space, and we got talking about it, and he had this unique idea of doing these events for children, and he's going to share with us why. Tell us a little bit about your background, and we can go into number one.
All right, sounds good. Well, so my background is...
Just so you know, I'm going to clear up some little mess I have
okay.
here, but I'm with you, and I'll be right back really with you.
Okay,
maybe
it'll
take me a minute.
So I have a background in running a business. I had 32 employees, and took over an industry doing evaporative cooling service. Wasn't too happy doing it. After my separation, emotionally, I just wasn't there, so I wasn't happy doing what I was doing. So I kind of let that fall by the wayside and sold the company. And I went to my first EDM show last year. It was called DOS Energy. For anybody who knows of these things, it's a fantastic place. One of the things I've noticed and that kind of bothered me was that there's a lot of drugs and a lot of alcohol usage at these shows. And you know, I would love to share this enjoyment with my kid, and because of the drug use and because of the alcohol use, it's not safe for kids. So the idea is, you know, we get DJs and EDM shows to what really is the beautiful movement behind the show, which is the Plur movement. For anybody who doesn't know what Plur means, it's peace, love, unity, and respect, which essentially is just an evolution of the peace and love. In the 60s, you had some love. This one, they bring in unity and respect, which I think is extremely important, because it's not like just, to each their own, they do what they do. You kind of have respect for their individuality, for their journey, for what they're going through. And at the same time, you have unity. I've yet to see ever a fight at a new show. I've been to probably 50 in the last year.
You're looking for one?
No. I'm a pacifist, man. But, it's really interesting because you've got thousands upon thousands of people and you don't see fights. Why is that? And then I had the opportunity right after DOS that I went to Reggae Rise Up, which was a local reggae show. And that's all about one love. So you really shouldn't see any fights there. But there was two or three fights that I saw break out there. And I was like, this is interesting. What is the difference? What's the separation? And I was like, maybe it's possible. But no, really, I mean, I've made a lot of friends in the MC, and even when they're sober, they live by this word, peace, love, and respect. And it's incredible. And it's something that I feel will benefit children if they understand the peace, love, unity, and respect. And it'll also benefit them if they can learn to enjoy an EDM show in the future without taking drugs, without getting drugs, and just fully being present in the moment to enjoy music and enjoy the people there. And you know, that's essentially where the idea came from. You know, my little boy kept saying to me, why can't I go to these shows? So, you know, I'm like, well, actually, that's a good question. Why can't you go to these shows? So let's make shows specifically for the children.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Plur movement.
So the Plur movement, it was Plur, yep. Well, peace, love, unity, respect. But it was started, like I said, in the EDM scene. And what do you mean? What do you want to
know? peace, love. What's the point? Can you tell us about the movement that started?
Well, the movement itself started, it's kind of open to interpretation where it started. So it's But the brick and mortar might even be 6 or 7 weeks. I'm not sure. There's one person that they attribute it to, but I don't know who that is. I mean, ultimately, it doesn't. It matters what
community.
Well, you live in a world of peace. If you can have peace, then, you know, we're all happy. All fine. And then you live in a world of love. I don't know anybody who doesn't want or doesn't want to give love. You know, do we want to live in a world of hate, or do we want to live in a world
of hate?
Yeah. And I think love can pretty much solve all the world problems. But the problem you have there is you have peace and love, but you need to have united with everyone. So you can sit at home and loving all day long, but you need to be united with those people that you don't know, that are unique and different, you know, hard to get and hard to love.
We're building a
community. Yeah, you can have it. Yeah, why not?
First.
Yeah. Because ultimately, when you look at it and you think about it, the people that are that extreme, that are that hateful, that are those horrendous, horrible things, they're unfortunately the ones who need love the most. And I'm not saying just allow them to do what they're doing. No, not at all. What I'm saying is you love them from afar, and you take compassion and you understand what it is and why they're doing it. It's what's more important. Stopping them or preventing it from ever happening again. And how do you prevent it? I mean, you can go shoot a terrorist in the head, but it's been doing good because there's been more terrorists. Or do we focus on it, compassion, understand where he's coming from, and the reasons why he's doing it, and try to cure it?
The reasons for it.
Exactly. And doesn't do us any good. I mean, terrorism is up. And every single time we bomb it, goes up more. So, you know, that's unfortunately, no, not unfortunately, beautifully, and in order to have compassion, you have to change. You have to love people for who they are. And I mean, it always comes down to the sin, not the sinner, you know, and all that, you know, mm-hmm. all that love. Yeah, true.
It's kind of funny, giving you hope.
Yeah,
it was old.
Yeah, it's really funny. I find that in dating all the time. Like, I'm upfront and honest, and you know, they're kind of like, shouldn't you wait to tell me what's going on here? What, I don't understand. But the dating world knew me anyway. I don't know how to do anything about it, so I'm gonna stick to what I'm doing.
So you're talking about doing this.
Yeah, and live in a world of peace, love, and respect, where you know they're united together in creating a better world, and they have respect for one another, no matter their differences. You know, and actually celebrate with it. We don't want everybody to be the same. That would be boring. What would be the point? I mean, you and I are very different, and I love you for being who you are. And that, I just showed you love, too. You know, which, in turn, all three of those things will bring you right back to me. It's an amazing movie. It inspires you.
Good. So, you want to create a drug?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, what we want to do is create events with either international DJs or local DJs. Well, and actually I should say what we're doing is we're creating events with local DJs and international DJs where we get a school, either a charter school or a local school, to sponsor the night. And we throw on a show. An adult can't show up alone because we don't want adults just showing up alone. There's no reason. This is more for the kids. The adults have to show up with a child. And that's one thing that will protect the children, because an adult will be there with a child and there won't be an adult without a child. So it's all parents that are showing up. And then we do the Chuck E. Cheese style thing where we stamp their arm. It has a number on there. Only you see a number of black light. You stamp the kid's arm, you stamp the adult's arm. And they can't exit the bit, and they can't enter the bathroom without having to check. So we have security posted up there checking to make sure, you know, that the kids are safe. And we want to create a safe environment. We want an environment where the adults can chill in the back and enjoy juice or whatever, or conversation, or, you know, most likely they're going to end up enjoying the music too, because a lot of them probably don't know, but they're already listening to the commercials and all kinds of and then the kid can give them little glowy finger lights, or we can give them big foam flashing lights and have them a while, because kids love it. And I give my kids those little lights all the time, turn on music and stuff. And they love it.
How long do the party?
The concerts, we're looking anywhere from 3 to 4. And just do it on a Saturday afternoon. I start it down at about 4. Well, we don't need to do it at night. Yeah. that's for the regular EDM adult.
So that's fine. So you have a control environment. Children want to go do this kind of thing?
You know, I've actually talked to it's a local company that does just DJing. Like, you can hire them and they can DJ party. And he says he puts on EDM all the time. The kids love it. They just eat it up. So yeah, it works really well for kids. And it's there are some songs on there that, you know, don't really say PG stuff, and so you've got to kind of filter those out. But the majority of it is just, you know, it gets you to enjoy exercise. So not only are you spreading this beautiful blur movement, but you're also teaching the kids to dance and enjoy exercise and be healthy. Then the other cool thing that you can do is get school to sponsor it. Some of the portions of each ticket go to funding the school, local school, so that they can, you know, increase their education. We're going to start with charter schools. Because, you know, we don't have to go to the charter schools, work with them. So we're going to start with charter schools, and then we're hoping to take it national probably in the next year and a half. And just go all around the country and let this dance.
It was interesting to meet you. Is anyone else doing this?
Not that helps schools, but I do know that New York has a kids dance club. So it's like a nightclub, but kids.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's one in the UK. I've heard of one in Detroit. I haven't had a chance to see it. We're going to have to see how we outdo them. Our ultimate goal is to get big, like Marshmallow, or, you know, like Deadmau5, or any of the really, really, really big ones. Oh, Chainsmokers, those kind of DJs. Get them in, and that way the kids that want to see those, because my kids want to see Marshmallow. I've seen them 3 times in the last year, and they're always asking me, I don't want to see them. Unfortunately, I don't know. You know, it's funny because I get asked all the time, like, which DJ are you excited to come see? And I'm like, all of them. I just like listening to music. Like, I don't always, I'm not the expert at which DJ I love. I'm starting to get to know them finally, and, you know, I've learned a lot of them and really thoroughly enjoy them. But the idea is getting international DJs that play for crowds of 10,000 to come and do a little show for 1,000 kids. And we take similar production where we're using lasers, we're using walls. They really get an understanding of what EDM show is. And that way, and then they do it sober. So when they get into their 20s or when they create, they're not going to use raves and thinking, I have to be drunk or I have to be high to enjoy this. You know, like that's not the culture they were introduced to. They were introduced to sober culture. And so they can in turn around and change the EDM world into a more sober, enjoyable
environment.
Yeah, environment.
So you expect to have like 1,000 kids there?
Well, that would be when we're much bigger. You know, if we got a big name DJ in there, like Marshall, we'd be back. You know, but
kids those ages are listening.
Yeah, they already enjoy the music. They already listen to it. It's funny. My boys play Roblox, and I know a lot of parents out there probably know kids that play Roblox. It's like this interactive world where kids actually design levels where kids just go into it. And like there's just it's really cheesy graphics. Like I know why it's low graphics because they have to do
like
that. Similar to Minecraft, but it's online. But what's interesting is I've noticed time and time again I'll catch my kids playing it and I'll hear the EDM music play. Like it's very frequently played on those because the kids love it, but they can't go to the shows. You know, so it's like who's your favorite band? You know, okay,
who's the one you really want to see?
But what band would you want? Or what show would you want to go to if you could go to any show? Okay, but now imagine you couldn't ever go see him, and you love him. Yeah, but you love him. You want to go to the show. That's how the kids are stuck. And imagine that you couldn't go. Imagine that you could not go to that show and you could not see them in person. You could not fully experience.
For me,
like.
I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
The kids would.
Yeah.
You're like, it's cool. I'll listen to it.
Hey, puppy.
I really like one. Oh, go. Do the show.
Well, you know, the dogs is the most important part of the show.
Hey. Oh. So anyway, sorry about that.
No, it's all good.
So the kids love it. They get to go.
Well, and then the other thing is the adults finally get to go because there's plenty of 30 somethings, 40 somethings out there that have never experienced a real EDM show because of the drugs that ruined the culture and they never experienced it from it. So you're not only introducing it to children, you're also introducing it to adults. I've actually started using the pronoun that parents and children. So I'll ask them, is that correct? You know, and then I'll tell them if they're doing something that's against, or I'll say, hey, you know, you're going against respect. So, you know, if my brother... It would be respect or not listening to their dad. Not respectful. And so you say to him, that's not fair because you're going against respect. And then you're also ruining peace.
So you'd be perfect.
Uh-huh.
So have to get your shirt clean.
Oh, jeez, that would be funny. Yeah. Oh, all right.
That'd be police. I'm the fourth police. Are you doing
United and respectful?
That's good.
We're the poor police. You're not really being fair right now. Well, actually, you know what's funny is you'll see that at shows. You'll see people going, that's not fair.
You do?
But at shows,
I might have seen it, not known.
At shows, it's perfectly normal, but when you take it in the outside world and you'll be hanging out with a bunch of not fair, it doesn't feel right. You're like, why does it feel so weird to say that right now?
Your brother.
Yeah, well, and it kind of goes against everything that or is. So if you're being a poor police, you're obviously not being respectful of them, so you've got a problem there. But, yeah.
So, you're saying awesome.
So, depending on the production, like how big a production it is, it'll run anywhere from, you know, 1,500. But we'll sell the tickets from $50 to $25, probably a portion of that per ticket to $70. And that. Yeah.
So say that again.
Which one? All of it. Okay. So.
Those are the things.
Oh, okay.
There might be someone out there. You know what?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So if you were to throw it at a gun, $800 to $10,000 we would need. Yeah. There are some productions out there that are $500. Or if you look at EDC, which is huge, I don't even know how much it costs.
Sure, but we're just going to.
Yeah.
And how much is the
$15 to $25.
The corporation.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then I look back.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and, you know, if you want to help out with it, if you guys want to get involved or stay up to date, you can always call Electric Game Party on Facebook.
We will post that for you. We'll also. You can click on the Facebook button.
Yeah, I really like talking to people for some reason. No, no, I do love talking to people. I love learning about everything.
So, what else could you, if you guys have any questions for us, if you ever had any questions, go ahead.
Do we have any comments now?
No. You can watch. Why do you, you know, you're saying, why would a kid want to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have cake and soda?
No, I was thinking we're probably going to go more healthy. Why not? Sugar. We'll have some candy there. Or whatever. We'll have a little kid bar set up where there's a lot of kids. I mean, they're going to be dancing. And, you know, I've taken kids to water parks. Yeah, they're fun, but it's kind of a nightmare. You have to stay right on top of them because you've got to be watching. Here, they're going to have a stand. You lose your kid in the crowd, they're going to be okay. The building, they can't go in the bathroom without you. So they can run around. It's pretty like they can. And, like, that's why parents love them. And be kids, you know? And
I haven't.
Well, it's because of the family.
I've gone to some.
Yeah, because they have the family.
My friends are important to them.
That is a little weird. No, the kids cannot leave that building without an adult. And they put the black light on them. So there's no, so at these events, there'll be no way to get out. Obviously, during the event, that protocol could be followed. Like if there was a fire or something like that. But no. You're not going to be able to get them out without being the parent or without being the person who brought them. And you're not even going to be able to take them to the bathroom. Because you want to, and that's why we beef up security. If you decide to come drink weed or get drunk, for the show, we will throw you out. This is not that kind of thing. And it's really, really important.
You do small events with birthday parties?
No, 1,500 is probably 200 to 300 people. So, birthday parties, I mean, if you want to give me a birthday party, you can message me, I'll give you a Frank's number to someone to put on it. Set up and, you know, and I'm sure I have DJ friends that could hire for your party if you want it. You know, like message me and aim me in the right direction. That's not really my goal. That's cool. I'm looking to, you know, help schools move the program forward and, you know, teach kids how to be healthy and have fun. No matter, get messed up.
Great. Thank you for being on the show, Dick.
Appreciate it.
What they can call you or reach you, go to
Electric Kid Dance Party.
Electric Kid Dance Party. I'll show you what we're doing now. And watch for our next show, the Open Live Show, Business Live Show. Our next schedule will be 5 o'clock Friday. We'll be very spread out. We'll be talking about how to get organized and get kids. How to follow up. Really good. Knowing. any follow up? She might be watching.
Hopefully she's
she'll
not
be like, oh, she'll watch it. Okay. She will follow up until your death. Make sure you did it. Like, give her this. It's really good. We should be sharing some things with the revenue show soon. Thank you guys for listening and watching. Thank you, Jake, for being here.
Thank you.
Catch you guys later. See ya.
Bye now.